Support comes from Stewart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stewart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stewart-peterson.com.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Bossert with the pre-opening market report in for Dave Dickey this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has soared to an all-time high. More on that coming up in a couple of minutes. In other news, stocks open lower on Wall Street after the Chinese government announced new steps to cool the booming housing market in the world's second largest economy. Chinese markets were dragged down by housing stocks, which fell sharply after China's cabinet ordered new measures to cool surging home prices. The government said it will raise required minimum down payments in areas where prices are deemed to be rising too fast and crack down on efforts to evade limits on how many properties each buyer can acquire. The stock market has rallied this year to an optimism that the U.S. housing market is maintaining its recovery and signs that companies are slowly starting to increase hiring. Strong company earnings and continuing stimulus from the Federal Reserve have also boosted stock prices. May CBOT soybeans surged higher Monday as traders expect bullish news out of this Friday's USDA crop report. Overall, traders expect USDA to cut its forecast for world and U.S. supplies. Demand has been very strong for soybeans recently, with a steady pace of export sales. Looking at the South American crop analysis, on average, expect the USDA to cut its soybean production forecast for Argentina's current crop by 2 million metric tons to 51 million tons after dry weather there likely damaged crops, according to a Dow Jones Newswire survey. Analysts on average expect the USDA to cut its forecast for U.S. soybean stockpiles at the end of the marketing year on August 31st to 122 million bushels, down slightly from the USDA's previous forecast of 125 million bushels. On the charts, May soybean futures are trading in the upper quartile of their multi-month sideways range. Since November, May beans have largely traded back and forth within a large intermediate-term neutral zone defined by roughly 1489 to 1499 on the upside and 1337 to 1344 on the downside.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, as mentioned, is at an all-time high at 14,227.54. That's up 99.72. The NASDAQ, 3209.85, that's up 28 points. And the S&P 500 Index, 1536, that's up 11. Stay tuned. We'll get a look at the markets with Ellen Dearden. Right now, a look at weather for the growing areas with meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A snow event is likely to go ahead and spread across the majority of the Midwest as we go through the day today and overnight tonight. The storm system promises to produce widespread snowfall from portions of Minnesota and eastern Iowa down through a big part of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. In fact, we may even see some snow from this event reaching down into Tennessee and certainly the central Appalachian Mountain region. The storm system promises to produce accumulating snow in the range of 3 to 6 inches most often, and some local totals over 9 inches. The moisture content in this precipitation event will run anywhere from around 3-tenths of an inch to around 6 or 7-tenths of an inch, with a few totals pushing upwards to around 85-hundredths of an inch. Storm system is expected to wind down fairly quickly as we go through the day tomorrow. At least in the western portions of the Corn Belt, we should see most of the precipitation there end overnight tonight. But as we go through the day tomorrow, the precipitation will rapidly diminish from Illinois into Ohio, but it will probably take most of the day tomorrow for the easternmost sections of the region to see the precipitation completely wind down. We will expect to see a high-pressure system settle into the region with some cool air shortly after that. Any precipitation that occurs during the day on Thursday will likely be snow flurries or snow showers, and they'll be most likely confined to the Great Lakes region. Moving on into Friday and Saturday, we'll likely see the high-pressure system moving out of the region, and that's going to return a southerly wind flow across the majority of the Midwest, bringing warm, moist air northward. And that's going to bring on warming temperatures, and much of the snow that accumulates here over this next 2 days will likely begin to melt, and it should melt rather aggressively as temperatures turn quite a bit warmer. A new storm system will then be forming in the Central Plains, and these two features will work together. The warm-up and the precipitation in the plains will end up spreading across most of the Midwest. We'll see the snow melt, and at the same time, a new rain event will likely move across a big part of the region. The combination of these two features will likely result in some significant runoff, and the ground will certainly be saturated if it's not already, and we'll likely see a little bit of ponding or even some local flooding occurring in a few locations. But because the storm system in the plains at the moment doesn't look all that aggressive, we probably won't see a lot of real serious flood conditions. However, with colder air coming into the Midwest next week, we'll likely see the drying rates rather subdued, and that means that the ground will still be wet when the next storm system begins to impact the region, which may not occur until we get out somewhere around the 19th or the 20th of the month. And my point here is that we're going to continue to keep most of the Midwest with a saturated or nearly saturated soil so that the threat of flooding will stay with us periodically as we move deeper into the month and on into April, perhaps. The temperatures across the region over these next few days will certainly be on the cool side of normal. We'll be looking at a lot of highs here today and tomorrow, running mostly in the 30s across a big part of the Midwest. Some 20s will occur in the northwest, and some 40-degree readings will occur in the south. We'll expect to see the temperature staying rather cool even on Thursday, but signs of warming will already be showing up in the plains in the southwestern Corn Belt on Thursday afternoon, where some 50-degree highs will likely start to emerge. The warmer air will overspread a big part of the Midwest as we move on into the weekend, and high temperatures in the lower and eastern portions of the region will likely be 50s and some 60s, and we'll still see some 30-degree readings in the northwest. The low temperatures at night are expected to drop down into the positive negative single-digit readings in the far northwest here overnight tonight, and possibly again tomorrow night. All other lows will be mostly teens and 20s across the Midwest, with a few warmer readings perhaps in the far southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
In the live electronic trade at this hour from Kansas City, March wheat 733.5. That's down 3.5. May 739.25. That's up 1.25. In Chicago, March wheat 694.5. That's up down rather 1.5. May 703 now, up 0.5. March corn 727.25. That's up 4.25. May 706.25. That's up 3. Looking ahead to December, 552, that's up 1.75. March beans, 1509.25, up 19. May, 1478.5, that's now 1478.75, up 16.75. And looking to November, 1276.75, up 7.5. March bean meal, 437.20, up 5. May, 439, up 5.30. March bean oil, 50.08. That's up 3 cents. May, 50.55, up 29 cents. April, live cattle, 130.32.5, down 25 cents. March, feeder cattle, 142.60, up 75. And April, lean hogs, 81.50. That's down 12.5. Joining me now on the phone to take a look at the markets, Eldon Dearden at Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Jeff.
What are you seeing in some of the numbers today?
Well, we're staging a little bull rally in here, except in the wheat. I had thought that the wheat was going to have to lead the corn, but that's not the case today because wheat's kind of on the defensive side. But these beans certainly have taken off. It'll be interesting to see whether May beans can get up in that resistance area about 1485. Both products have been strong. That's kind of a bullish sign. And we did have two large sales listed, one to unknown destinations, one to China, one a 2012 crop year, one a 13 crop year. So idea is that the Friday report will show a decline in ending stocks in the U.S., I think is right on the nose. We've been worried all day yesterday. The worry was that China's economic situation was worsening. And that seems to be out of the picture this morning. I also noticed, Jeff, that on the weekly crop update for Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, still historically showing a lot of poor wheat crop ratings. Some of that wheat could be torn up and planted to something else, more likely beans or milo, which milo is certainly going to compete with corn. Out of the Midwest. Commercial still good support on the corn market, though.
What about the heavy Midwest precipitation we had in some areas, especially just north of us?
Yeah, north and particularly west, we're getting quite a bit of snow here in Morton this morning. It looks like that's going to help replenish some of the soil moisture. I thought it was interesting when Drew made the comment about flooding, and we're certainly still on the dry side here, Morton, as you go west. So we're looking forward to this replenishing soil moisture.
All right. Anything else to add this morning?
I think December corn, we need to watch this 558, which was last week's high. We're well under that this morning, but if we can take that out, we may try to put some money on this corn market, too.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ellen. Ellen Dearden at AgriView in Morton, Illinois, taking a look right now. Again, at the markets, winter wheat in Kansas City, 733.5. That's down 3.5. March wheat, 694.5, down 1.5. May, 704.5, up 2. March corn, 727.25, up 4.25. May, 707.5, up 4. And December, 552.5. That's up 2.5. March beans, 1510, now up 19.75. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's coming up on 901 Central Time.